The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
We are here. It is, what day is this now? This is Wednesday the 13th of September that we're recording this. And y'all, if all goes well, you'll be hearing this, I think, on the 19th. And anyway, right now we are ported in... Excuse me, I'm recording over here. we are currently ported in La Rochelle, France. Vive la France! Oh, oui, oui. Sir, excuse me. Where are we? Oh, well, hello. We are in La Rochelle, France. And y'all, we'll get to that in a little bit. But y'all, the last time you heard from us, by the way, did you enjoy Jaime and Brian on yesterday's version of the gays? Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, we're going to tell you about the end of Amsterdam and getting on the ship. Love.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One. This is episode 2516 of the BFO, hopefully for Tuesday the 19th of September 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
Our little show.
Y'all, we're gonna tell you all about our end of our Amsterdam adventure. Yes, we can. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, let me tell you, y'all, I am here in concierge class in stateroom 9241, which is right next to the hazmat zone here on the ship, 9243, which contains Granny's butt. But y'all, by the way, the poor old thing, she has got her feet elevated. She's retaining water, and either water or Jack and Coke. Which is it, Granny? Okay, great, thanks. And y'all, Granny has the cutest little hospital gown on that he has worn, and it's very becoming. I'll try to get a picture. of Granny in his house coat. It's not as nice as Patty Bacon's peasant dress by any means, but it's nice nonetheless. But now, last time we were all together, we were in Amsterdam, and we went out. Did we talk about the eagle on that one? I think we may have.
We don't know. You recorded the last show without us.
Right. I did record the last show without you, so they don't have any fucking idea. I think that it was Sunday when I did that, because y'all went out to find souvenirs and things. And so the Saturday night talked about Granny getting lost in Amsterdam. And then on Sunday, what did we do on Sunday? We just kind of did another little walking tour again. Can y'all remember that far back?
Yeah, we did a little walking tour. Looking for
Granny wanted some Pringles and some souvenirs. Oh, Lord, y'all.
Whoa!
What? What?
I left my souvenirs down there.
Down where? Oh, great. All right. So Granny's going to not have any souvenirs from France. we'll run on back down there. Just go down there in that beautiful, that sleek and stylish nightgown you have on there. Okay, great. Anyway, y'all, Granny has had revelations throughout this cruise. We'll tell you about some others of those. But anyway, Sunday we... oh, Lord, he's... What is that? And, okay, that's you kicking the thing there. Big feet. Anyway, that's Big Dick with the big feet. Any vulgar. Anyway, we went and had a lovely supper. Derwood, why don't you tell everybody about the lovely supper since you chose the restaurant Grasshopper?
Oh, yes, we went to Grasshopper and we had the nice ribeyes.
Excuse me, I'm just having a little water while you talk about it.
Okay, I see, but it was very lovely. It had a nice baked potato with it.
Well, that was delicious.
It was very delicious.
Cream, sour cream with chives.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, I think that was fresh sour cream with chives.
All right, I think that was one of our waitress was lactating. but you had some kind of raw meat appetizer.
And yeah, it was almost like a
raw meat appetizer.
Raw meat appetizer.
Uh-huh. Right. And then you and Granny both had a solid.
Yes.
Which was gigantic.
Huge.
Right.
You left half of it there.
Right. And the other half was left in the turlet. And but we were all very satisfied. Wayne did, excuse me, Big Dick did not have the steak. He had what? Well, tell everybody what you had.
Grilled salmon.
Okay, great. you know, Big Fatty would have had that, but you know, salmon swims upstream on me. I don't know if I've told you that or not. But y'all, we went back to that evening. We went back. Granny did not go because his poor Barbie pink suitcase. Y'all, it looked like a bomb had gone off inside of his suitcase, and so he was going to spend the evening repacking it. Are you having a palsy over there or something, Granny? Okay, great. Anyway, he repacked it, and y'all, while we were getting ready to leave, he was about to jump out the window of the hotel, but he couldn't get anything but his head through the window. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Wasn't that somebody at the door?
No, that was him laughing.
Oh, okay. all right. Well, anyway, but anyway, it was an early night that night. No, it wasn't an early night that night. It was right. I believe that it was an early night for Big Fatty, but Big Dick and Durwood. Durwood, would you like to come over and tell about the locals that you met on that Sunday night?
Oh my God!
Please step closer because Hat M over in Bulgaria. Needs to hear this because he likes to touch himself inappropriately when he hears about other people having sex.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Spoiler. Spoiler alert. Okay, go ahead.
Well, it was very nice. You know, you make eye contact.
The web comes highly recommended by all of us.
Yes. Especially the upstairs.
Uh huh.
You leave your mark up there.
Oh, yes, so to speak. Uh huh.
Yeah, we had made eye contact with one of the locals.
What, he going to be in a magazine or something?
Yes, it was interviewing by Esquire magazine. They're having a little spread, and it was doing sketched at the bar.
Y'all, if you subscribe to the Esquire magazine, be on the lookout for the Amsterdam sketches, and you'll see who Durwood had sex with. Spoiler alert. Okay.
Well, I mean, we were sitting in the little area, you know, before going to upstairs, and
I don't know if you knew this, by the way, but the little area was Vera's stripper name. Anyway, go ahead.
And we made eye contact when he went upstairs. So
uh-huh.
As, you know,
when in Amsterdam.
Yeah, when etiquette dictates, whenever you're offered. In a foreign country, you participate.
Well, and you did it just as for good foreign relations.
That's right. Okay. Everyone calls it an international incident.
Right. Yeah. Granny had already done that in the streets. I hope all of y'all have seen Durwood's picture of Granny pinching loaf in the streets of Amsterdam and being so proud of it. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, we went up and we fooled around a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And, little bubble honk came
with honk.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
So whenever,
you know, wait a minute. He's getting ready to take some more pills. Oh, Lord.
That's Granny, not me.
Right. Oh, he's just taking his... Is that more water pills over there, Granny? Okay.
Oh,
all right. Well, so anyway,
we came back down. We was, after sweating.
Uh-huh. Wiped your mouth, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Came down to get a little cocktail.
A little air.
And while we were waiting there, his husband come up and started chit-chatting with us, and Big Dick was there.
Uh-huh.
And Big Dick came over and started chit-chatting.
And then all of a sudden, there were clogging going up the steps.
Going up the steps.
Okay. Well.
Yep.
All right. So they both left Amsterdam with a smile on their face.
Well, I'm not one finished.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Y'all, we will finish telling you about Amsterdam about Christmas. Go ahead.
But no, it's like whenever we let Big Dick and his partner go up there and have fun.
Uh-huh.
And then they came back down, and then I had to, after all that drinking, I had to alleviate myself.
Right.
But he said, I'll take care of that for you.
Oh, well, that was lovely.
Back upstairs.
There okay. You well, don't you wish I had spoiled that one for you? Anyway. Anyway, we got a pretty good night's sleep that evening. And then we got up the next morning and had our complimentary brufkas. And y'all, then we were off to the terminal, the ship terminal. Y'all, we had a very nice gentleman pick us up in his Mercedes SUV and van, and took us to y'all. It was without a doubt the easiest check-in and embarkation I've ever been on. Absolutely. Without a doubt, the easiest.
Yeah, it was moving. Quite
and y'all, of course, now this we were concierge class, so we had the shorter line rather than steerage. By the way, Granny, did you fly Zone 3? Yeah, okay. speaking of steerage, anyway, Granny was able to go through the concierge class line with us and everything. And y'all, we basically walked right on the ship, handed a glass of Chapanag, sparkling wine. And then we got up here to the room, and our valises had not yet arrived, but y'all, soon there was a knock at the door. And y'all, it was our cabin steward, and y'all, his name is Jaime.
Big Fatty like Jaime and Brian.
It was not that Jaime, but he's quite the handsome man.
Yes.
And we invited him to come in and remove his trousers, and he didn't. And but he wanted to know of all of our special requests and everything. And we had a few for him later on, but he still hasn't. Accomplished some of those. Spoiler alert. But Big Fatty did get a body pillow, and we've got ice in the room, and the air conditioning has been fixed.
And the door.
The boat drill, and then y'all on Monday night we were sitting on the veranda of the concierge class stateroom, and I said, "And so the cruise of a lifetime begins." And y'all, as if it was coordinated, the ship's whistle went. It was perfect. It was just perfect. And y'all, we have a couple from Finland that are next door to us here.
Yes, 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 yes.
And kind of bearish guys, but we're very nice, and we introduced ourselves to them, and then
said
we
out loud.
Right.
Never and, speak to us again.
Right, and we've not seen them again since then. But then that evening, y'all, it was time to celebrate Big Fatty's celebration of exiting the birth canal, and y'all, we went to the Lawn Club Grill, and y'all, it's one of the specialty restaurants, and they grill the steaks and everything for you. So y'all, we started off with What do we start off with? A pizza pie. As they call it flatbread. Yeah. It's very European to call it flatbread. And we had some sort of sausage and peppers and barbecue chicken or something like that. Y'all, they were quite good. It had some cone on it, so that was good that it would be able to monitor as things were moving. y'all, then we went to the solid bar, and it was quite good. Also had delicious blue cheese. We had Durwood has fallen in love with the blue cheese. And then we ordered our meals. And y'all, before our meals came, I said, "Oh, I think I'm going to fart." And y'all, I sharted.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
And y'all, I said, "Y'all are going to have to excuse me a second." And y'all, I got up and left the table. And y'all, there was evidently some sort of moisture mark in the back of my in the back of my pants as I was running to the toilet and got down there. And y'all, it was all moisture. There was no poop. But it was I
sat. It was vile.
It was vile. It wasn't pretty. I sat there for a while to make sure there wasn't going to be any more gushers, and cleaned up and tried to get some of the moisture out so it wouldn't show quite as much. But y'all, by the time I went back and sat down, and it wasn't squishy or anything, and that was vulgar. Y'all, by the time the meal was over, it was all dried up and everything, because Granny was going to take a picture. And y'all, I can tell Granny, he was walking ahead of him, and then all of a sudden he's trying to get behind me, because he was going to take a picture of my it wasn't soiled, it was moistened pants. But anyway, y'all, we had delicious steaks, and what did you have?
New York strip.
And Durwood had a ribeye, and Granny and I had filet mignon, and then we had skewers of scallops and shrimps. And then our side dishes, we had lobster mac and cheese, which Granny didn't care for because, you know, it's lobster mac and cheese. And baked potatoes, which were quite good. Oh, yes. It was absolutely delicious. And y'all, then we weren't going to have dessert, but y'all, they talked us into it. And y'all, Big Fatty got the blueberry cobbler a la mode, and Durwood got it's the only place on the ship you can get this. It's the hot chocolate chip cookie with the a la mode on it. And y'all, it was delicious.
It was sex on a spoon,
As opposed to sex at the web. And then that night, Granny and Durwood and Big Dick, they all went up to the first party, and you came back early, didn't you? Because you weren't feeling well. Right. Okay, that Big Dick came back early. But y'all, the next morning, y'all got reports from Granny and Durwood about y'all. There was evidently some young 20-something thing on the dance floor wearing a hot, I've been told, wearing some sort of jock strap. And everybody's out there dancing. And then I'm not sure exactly how it happened. Evidently, the papas were out, and Durwood was very popular with the papas and everything. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, I guess we'll have to wait and tell you about what happened on the dance floor on tomorrow's little show. But so far, so good. We hadn't killed each other yet. Granny's feet are beginning to... The swelling is going down. He's taken his elephant pill, so he'll be shitting himself all night long. And his water pill, which will make him TT. Granny, you doing okay over there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anything else y'all want to say before we say goodbye?
Bye!
Okay, great. hopefully, if all goes well, I'll find some inner tubes and get this uploaded to you on time. Big Fatty, what in the hell chances of that? Well, you never know. I found it in La Rochelle earlier today. Yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.